for the sunshine. I got a love and I know that it's all mine. Oh, whoa. Do what you want, but you're never gonna break me. Sticks and stones are never gonna shake me. Oh.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community In Depth. I cannot be more excited to have in studio with us today the voices of Black Dirt Theater. We have Thomas Bonneville is here, Sean Jones is here, Dan Steffens is here, and also Mike Kelly. And I'm so happy to see all of you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So let's chat it up about Black Dirt Theater, and then let's chat it up actually about Black Dirt Radio, because that's coming back this weekend. The umbrella is Black Dirt Theater. And then, Thomas, why don't you take this question? Because I know that you were instrumental in really bringing this to life last year, the Black Dirt Radio part. So tell people a little bit about the theater and then what you've been doing the last year and a half.
Well, Black Dirt Theater, of course, has been around in Hastings for about 11 or 12 years now. And obviously when COVID hit, we all needed something to do.
Did you pivot?
We pivoted. We pivoted really well, I think. We had a lot of performers who really wanted to express themselves, a lot of people who were stuck at home and didn't have a place to go. So we, as a group, started out just as getting together and socializing over Zoom, as everyone else was. And then we were like, well, let's play some games. Okay, so we played games. And then we're like, well, why don't we read some plays?
Oh.
So amongst ourselves, we read some plays.
You know, I don't think I even knew that that's how it all started.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me more.
Yeah. We did that for, a couple months. You know, a lot of us really started really enjoying getting together basically a couple times a week or weekly to, you know, read these plays twice a week. And after a while, we started going, you know, we could record these. We could put these on the radio. And, of course, we have a lot of connections here in Hastings with KDWA. So we started our conversations with you guys and said, what do you think about us sending you some plays to put on the radio? And now here we are about a year and a half later. Well, a little over a year later. And we're sending you a brand new season starting this Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we cannot wait to hear it. So let's talk about theater on the radio. It's very different, I would assume, than if you are actually on stage. So what are the differences? Who wants to answer that, please?
Well, you know, one of the nice things for me is learning about a lot of the different facets of theater through Black Dirt Radio Theater. You know, I've gotten opportunities to direct and learn how to do audio editing, those types of things. And one of the nice things about that is kind of seeing, okay, well, how am I doing this differently than I was doing it on stage as an actor or an improver? You know, and things like how to use your voice, and you can use your body all you want, but only so much of that comes across on the radio. And so you have to make sure that you're really characterizing yourself with your voice and how, like, facial expressions affect that, how
absolutely
cadence and tone and pacing and all that stuff really changes how your character comes across, and how sometimes, you know, on stage when you have to be bigger and over the top with your character, the same thing with your voice. Even if it sounds like you're really coming out with a character, it still sounds like you. And so you have to really kind of go above and beyond with that. Yeah, it's very different in how you create your characters and how you interact and how you still have to listen to the other actors and listen to your cues, and how important that is when all you have is just the audio medium.
Do you feel like it is more difficult or is it easier? Are you reading a script? Because to me, that seems like that's the hardest part, is memorizing lines.
I was going to address that as one of the big differences. Having directed a few of these things for different theater companies, including Black Dirt Radio Theater, and performing in a bunch of them, it's not harder or easier. It gives you more time to focus on the things that are super important that Sean just mentioned. You can see a tear on the stage. You have to hear a tear on the radio. And those are really hard things to pull out of people that aren't used to presenting that with their voice. So it gives you time to work. And we don't, as Black Dirt Radio Theater, don't spend a ton of time outside of our rehearsal sessions and recording sessions working on it. But the couple that I've directed for other companies, I've sent people their scripts and given them head notes saying, hey, work on these particular things because this is what I want to hear when we sit down and start going through this text. And Mike did the same thing with Henry V.
Yeah, very true. And it's one of the great things that you can do with radio is that when you're sitting down to record, if you don't get it right the first time, you record it again. And if you want to experiment, if you want to try a different tone, a different pace, or you want the actor, if you're the director, you want the actors to do it, the amount of time that you spend is pretty small. And so you can run four or five takes in four or five different styles and then later pick and choose which one you like. A little more difficult in live theater.
Well, and one of the other aspects of that, too, you mentioned how, sure, you don't have to memorize the scripts, and so that's easier in that respect. But then when you're reading it off the page, one of the tricks is making it not sound like you're reading it off the page. You know, one of the great joys of being able to be off book and not having to and having your lines memorized is now you can focus more on that character and making it sound like a conversation and sounding more natural. And that's sometimes a challenge. And we usually get there about three or four takes in where you're comfortable with the words. So even though you're reading the words, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like you're in that scene. So yeah, it's kind of a little give and take on both of those.
And of course, you don't have costumes to worry about, or you don't have a stage to build. So
speak for yourself.
That's not entirely true. Oh, Sean very often shows up with horns for one show.
Oh, no.
Helmets and eye patches.
The haunted house in his background.
It's still Zoom.
Well, you know, those are lost on... yes, I can understand that. But when we are hearing it on the radio, we don't see or hear all of that. So is that kind of like what I used to do in the olden days when I would have to take a test, even if I'd been up all night at college? I would dress up, take a shower, and then I'd feel better, and I'd be more in character for a smart college student instead of the dodo that I was?
Absolutely.
Is that what this is?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We treat most of our recording sessions... We treat most of our recording sessions as an actual theater experience. You know, rehearsal is very serious.
Absolutely.
And when we're recording, it's a performance. So we want to make sure that we're all there. I mean, yeah, we can still, you know, drink our pop and eat our chips and stuff, but we do take it very seriously.
Yeah, a number of the performers come to the Zoom conference in costume.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Well, and as a part of that, too, it's really nice because when doing a lot of the audio editing, because I'm doing the audio editing and the sound effects and everything. And so for me, when I'm listening to a show and putting it together, I have to see it in visually in order to know how do I want this to sound? Like, how do I put together the sound effects to make it seem like this person is entering the room or going over here? And like, you know, so, you know, I can't put it together where I've just got a bunch of people standing in a room talking. I have to have that. How would this look on stage? How are these people interacting? And that can affect those sound effects. Like if I go, it seems like this person should walk over there. Well, then I need to have footsteps, you know.
Right.
And
okay.
For some of those scenes with some of those actors and with some of the shows that we do, especially with Henry V, like knowing what's going on in the scene, it helps your voice. So you don't have the sound effects of a battle going on. You don't have the sound effects of people fighting and dying. But the actors the characters are in that scene and they're acting in that scene. And so they need to know this is what's going on. You can't see it. But having people in costume, having people, you know, bring some of those effects and some of those props and kind of even playing around with it. A lot of times it's, you know, it's for fun. But having that kind of gets people in that scene more so that they can, it affects their voice. It affects their character.
Have any of you ever listened to any of the old time radio spots? You know, because it's a little before my time, but I do know that was, you know, there were no TVs and people gathered around a radio. And I think that's really intimate versus, you know, so what you're doing is recreating that. I think that's pretty cool.
Yes. Many years ago, living in California, the AM traffic radio and news station would run old-time radio programs from about 9 o'clock on. And I was taking night classes, and I would drive down listening to the old-time radio shows and just became a big fan. And after I stopped going to classes, I kept listening to the old-time radio shows.
And what was it that you were a fan of? Did you understand that they were actors and that this was a bigger art? I mean, I think now that you're doing it now, you probably have a lot more respect for them.
That's exactly right. You don't really recognize the effort that goes into a production like that until you experience it. And then you realize you can't just read the lines. You have to live the lines, and you have to do it a little bit more over the top than perhaps you would have to do on a television screen or the stage, because there isn't the physical environment and the physical presence that you get in those mediums. So it's exciting.
On that same note, you don't have the opportunity to say, oh, I see that they are in a big city scene. Or how do you paint the scenes and how do you actually take a show that perhaps is meant to be on a stage? How do you then turn that to something that's on the radio, or are you working off of radio scripts?
Well, I was just going to mention that some of the scripts that we are using aren't made for radio. So there's adaptations that you do. You add some narration in to set the scene. You let people know what's going on, because it won't be obvious, maybe from the sound effects, but you need to guide a little bit. But a lot of the shows we've done have been actually written for radio with just our modifications.
Well, it's one of the things we've learned, too, is that in those radio scripts, the dialogue is written to set the stage, and you realize that the writers of those scripts had to make that conscious effort to place the setting, because he recognized he was writing in an audio medium alone.
We definitely have worked with a lot of great scripts from the past, especially some of those sitcom-type scripts, Life of Riley, R. Miss Brooks. Those are great scripts to start from, and they've definitely taught all of us the better understanding of the structure of one of those types of script. However, adapting a show is difficult and time-consuming. I know I worked on a show last year, Christmas Carol, thank you very much.
Can I tell you, that was so well done.
Thank you.
Love, love, loved that version of it. It was beautiful.
It gave us the confidence, though, to really say, hey, we can take stuff that already exists and make it work for the radio. And that's why when Michael's son, Patrick, came up and said, how come you guys haven't done Shakespeare yet? We're like, can we do it? So sure enough, Michael and his son kind of worked together and whittled the script down, and that's where we are now. Michael made an amazing script out of an impressively dense script.
Well, let's talk about that, because that's your kickoff show, and that's going to be kicked off on September 19th, which is a Sunday, at 8:05 p.m., and then it will be on Wednesdays at 2:05 p.m., and your new season is going to be coming up, and that's your first show. So it's Henry the Fifth. I'm glad you said that. I thought it was Henry V. Just kidding. kidding to my old English.
See, if you're a hip theater person, you say Henry V.
Henry V?
Yeah.
So Henry the Fifth, how did you think that was the one that you're going to tackle of all of Shakespeare?
My son and I introduced my son to the Kenneth Branagh film of Henry the Fifth when he was probably 4 years old, 5 years old. And we have watched that movie every year since then. Mm. And when he was 8 or 9 years old, he had memorized the chorus that introduces the film, and has over the years revisited it. And as I sort of lured him into performing for Black Dirt Radio Theater, he asked if we could do Henry the Fifth. And I said, well, I don't know. It's pretty ambitious. It's a 3-hour play, and we're going to have to cut it down to 40 minutes, but we can certainly ask. And we were really, really pleased with the response from Black Dirt. They wanted to do it. They said, we don't know when we can fit it in, but we will fit it in.
So how does that work when you decide what shows to do?
Part of it is kind of figuring out directors, and if directors, you know, we this has been a great experience to bring people in who haven't really directed, and, you know, in some ways the stakes are kind of a little bit lower, so, you know, a director can kind of get their feet wet with the show. And with that, you know, talk to the director and find out, is there a particular show you want to do? You know, we've got kind of these various scripts that we found. Here's a couple of other resources for scripts. You know, find a show that speaks to you, and if we want to do that, go ahead and do it. And then, yeah, if it fits in the timeline, if it fits in, you know, I'd say kind of the subject matter, but we've done a pretty decent variety of shows and that have worked pretty well. So a lot of it comes down to what the directors want to direct and who's available to direct them.
Dan, let's talk about you. You are portraying Henry. What do you bring to the table?
Big voice.
Okay.
He's just always available.
That's also it. I love doing these things. I love working with these guys. So when they see a role that I fit, they give me a call. But having not experienced a lot of Shakespeare on stage, this is, I think, my third online or radio version of Shakespeare that I've done since the pandemic. So when I saw that Black Dirt was going to be doing Henry V, I said,
it's pretty ambitious.
This is absolutely something I want to do. And normally we have, for auditions, you submit your audition, you just say, just reuse the last one. I actually submitted one for this one that was not the old one, just to make sure that I had that character out there. So I guess I bring enthusiasm, I bring some experience, and a voice that people don't shy away from, I guess.
Very exciting. How many people are in this show, please?
12?
I was going to say 12.
It's about 12.
Yeah.
So do you think that the average listener will be able to distinguish all 12 voices?
Yes. Yeah, having gone through the audio and kind of cleaned it up, everyone is definitely a unique character.
I love it. Well, this is going to be great. So it's going to be on September 19th at 8.05 p.m. and then again on Wednesdays at 2.05 p.m. Tell us about your new season, please, coming up.
Oh, our new season has a lot of really good shows. We have another Life of Riley coming up. Sleepy Hollow for Halloween.
Fun.
Yeah, I directed that one. I edited the script and directed that one.
So it's already in the can, as they say?
Actually, yes.
Excellent.
We're very excited to start putting it together. We also have two shows written by another local author, Kevin Bowen. One of them is called Safe Space, and the other is called Sandy. So it's nice to, that's another aspect that we do. We have a lot of local writers. We've done our own local independent writing projects as well. So, you know, we get that extra creative input as well. So a lot of new stuff coming up for the next season.
Well, we like that. Mike, let's talk to you about the fact that you actually, quote unquote, wrote this show. How do you take on writing or rewriting Shakespeare? I mean, that just seems taboo.
Well, of course it is. I tell these guys that I'm improving Shakespeare, and everybody appreciates the humility that goes along with that statement. That is, you know, the idea was pretty big, but I thought of what the most important parts of the play are to me. What is it that makes Henry V one of the greatest plays ever performed? We have to keep that. And then we have to find out how we can lead to the climax and be continuous so that people can follow the story. Exactly. And then we have to cut out all of the things that we can't fit in. And that's the hard part. And so those of you who are familiar with the play are going to look for the romantic episode that is in the middle of the play and at the end of the play. We are not going
spoiler
to have
alert
that. I'm sorry.
Spoiler alert, no romance.
Nobody falls in love. Everybody dies.
Everybody. Yeah, that's right. I know.
Half the listeners are gone.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we can't wait. It's going to be a great new season, and we're really happy for you that you have taken this crazy thing called a pandemic and turned it into something new and invented Black Dirt Radio Theater. Can't even get it right. Black Dirt Radio Theater. We're so happy for you. It's just awesome. So we wish you well in your new season and keep us in the loop, please, of what's coming down the pike. We would really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We want to thank our guests, Thomas Bonneville, Sean Jones, Dan Steffens, and Mike Kelly. The new season starts on September 19th, 8.05 p.m. Gather round your radio. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
I got a pocket for the sunshine. I got a love and I know that it's all mine. Oh, whoa. Do what you want, but you're never gonna break me. Sticks and stones are never gonna shake me. No. Got a bucket full of sunshine. I got a love and I know that it's all mine. Oh.